Thomasina Cheney was a spinster, about 25 years of age, and carried a Hitachi magic wand slung over her shoulder by a piece of cotton plow line. That's trash for you. She could have taken an old bondage harness and made a nice leather strap for it. That would have been too much trouble.
Look, Ryder, I gotta admit, this true tits stuff is growing on me, kinda sorta.
Why, thanks, Moll. Shucks, tweren't no thing.
But right now? Start of a new episode? Right after a dramatic revelation?
Never mind that. What's a Hitachi magic wand? Sure sounds like fun, whatever it is.
Sure is not. Later for that, though. And what's a matter, Moll? Never heard of suspense?
Well, sure, but my kind's better. Don't you remember that party back in...
Yes, thank you, Moll. To recap, ladies, we're looking at the return of none other than the infamous Man with No Dick.
The fuck's with that music?
I don't know, but now I'm craving spaghetti.
Craving what now?
Ugh, Christ, this country. How did you motherfuckers ever manage to see off the palms?
Palms? Like pom-poms? We still have them. Back in school, I was a cheerleader.
The Brits. It's truth.
We did better than you. Don't you guys still have a queen or something?
Oh, you mean the prime minister? Yeah, that's the rumor. But me? I'm not bothered either way.
Enough. Mayor, where can we find this anonymous maybe killer?
So far as I know, only place he's been seen, besides the privy, I mean, is the Last Chance. But the cat house, Madame Spencer's, is next door to that.
Ugh, great. Beautiful. Like, they'll give us the time of day after the shit you two pulled.
Come on, Ryder. You never played good cop, bad girl?
Exactly. Or carrot and stick.
That cowboy sure carries a nice, big stick.
Oh, very well. Come on.
If you go to Madame Spencer's, mention my name. Friend of the house. Special rates.
Asshole. Hogan. 2 for 3. Getting there. As I was saying...
Jesus, I don't get bribed enough to do this job.
So, can you two at least try to, keep it in your pants this time?
Come on, Ryder. They're bluffing with that last chance stuff. I mean, look at us. They'll give us any number of chances.
Maybe. But first, it's time we saw the scene of the crimes. Madame Spencer's.
Ooh, with their workforce being, depleted? I wonder if they have any openings. Yeah, I could, go undercover. Get it? Ow!
That's for earlier. Now we're even.
Cut it out, girls. And besides that, with my experience, if anyone's gonna go undercover, it's gonna be me. Got that?
Yes, Ryder.
That's more like it. Now, enough transition. Here we are.
Shit. Not you three again.
You again? How many people are in this cast anyway? I mean, in this town?
Yes, I work here. And at the saloon next door. Both essential services, am I right? Now, what can I do for you, ladies? House rule. You shoot it. You patch it.
Easy there, cowboy. We're with the Pinkertons, and we're here about the murders. Could we see Madame Spencer, please?
Madame Spencer. Whatever you say. 1 minute. Boss? Some gals to see you. No, don't think so. Too tough looking.
Hey now!
I see there are detectives. Okay, you're the man. Just sit tight a minute, ladies. Drink while you're waiting. There's no snuff here, but we've got most any other vice that folks could want.
Ooh, sure. Don't mind if I do. Gin, please.
Nah, for Christ's sakes.
What? The boy might have something. Know something. So, big fella, where are you from?
Deep in the heart of Texas, miss. Yeehaw.
Really? But the way you talk, you sound, I don't know.
Yeah, we call him Bartex after that huge ranch down there. Because he ranges far wide.
Good one, boss. And only the third time this week. Jesus, no jury would convict me in these here parts.
How can I help you, ladies?
Madam Spencer?
Or Mr. if you prefer. I answer to both. Had a little joke here.
Joke?
Yeah, it really was my wife's, this place. But she passed away in the last yellow fever epidemic, 5 years back. I kept the name as her memorial. And sides, branding, you know.
Branding, huh? Folks are into that in this town?
Down, girl. We're looking for a tall, skinny fellow. Big mustache, brown leather hat. But only goes to the last chance, they say.
I know what you mean. But you've been given a bit of a bum steer. He comes here too. Saw him last, 2 weeks ago?
When's the last time a girl was killed or went missing?
Now that you mention it, just around 2 weeks ago.
You know his name? Anything about him?
Nah, but he always sees the same lady. I think she's between appointments. Let me fetch her. Clarice, can you join us out the front for a minute, love? Sure, whenever you're ready. She's just powdering her nose. Won't be a minute.
So, Mr. Spencer, you didn't come here from a place called Black Rock by chance. Must have been a bad day.
Ah, but you're not far wrong. That'd be me cousin, Quigley. I'm from Hanging Rock. No picnic there either, I can tell ya.
Hanging Rock? That's not on the Queen's land, is it?
Nah, it's
What in the hell are you three on about?
I'll have to explain later, miss. Here's Clarice.
Yes, ladies. What can I do for you?
You again? Jesus Christ, are there only like 9 people in this motherfucking town?
And you are?
Nat. Pinkerton Agency and U.S. Marshals. This here's Ryder and Moll.
Indeed. Well, miss Nat. This is my day job, or night job, depending on my shift. But I do some contract work for the mayor now and then.
Let me guess. Special rates? Like, double the usual?
Yes. How did
you... Never mind that, miss. We're here about the women that keep turning up missing, presumed dead. You know anything about that?
Oh, yes. Dreadful thing. But alas, I don't know a thing about it. I was preoccupied with, one thing or another when the murders took place. My gentleman callers will attest to that.
She's just asking if you heard or saw anything, miss. Did you think she was asking if you were involved?
I haven't any idea what she might have in mind, but one of my gentlemen is the top lawyer in town. Should I summon him?
That won't be necessary. We're looking for a tall, slim man. Big mustache, wears a brown flat-brimmed hat. You know him?
Sounds like one of my regulars, all right. My favorite, in fact.
What's his name?
Please. We don't use real names here. Or at least for gentlemen don't. If they pay in gold, what do I care what role they want to play? But he calls himself Mr. Westwood. Though Hardwood would suit him even better.
Oh, yeah? Do tell.
Nat, attempt to be cool, would ya? He give a Christian name, Miss Goodbody?
Cletus. Goes by Clit, for short.
Clit Westwood. Likely story.
As I say, it's all the same to me. Besides, don't knock him until you've tried him. I mean, the nickname suits. He knows all about the,
will you, be seeing him anytime soon?
Well, one never knows what he'll do, or why, or how, or for how long. But, what's today? Thursday. This is his usual evening.
Well, thank you, Miss Goodbody. You've been very helpful. If you should remember anything, Mr. Spencer will send for us.
Indeed. Oh, Mr. Spencer!
Yes?
May I ask a small favor?
Okay, what is it?
Could I take the rest of the day off, please? I want to get my hair done with a couple of the other girls.
Which other girls now?
Oh, you know, just Chastity and Prudence. Oh, and see some new frocks. You know how it is.
But you're the best earner here, love. And besides, you had 3 days off just last week.
I know, but I'll make it up to you.
Okay, but how exactly?
Really now, Mr. Spencer? A girl has to have something mysterious about her, am I right?
Get a load of Miss Thing. You believe this buffalo shit?
I'm thinking here.
Very well. I'll be back on duty by noon tomorrow. You know, before the ranchers start arriving in the market.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Spencer. One more small favour? Walk me to the beauty parlour? Like the gentleman you are.
Sure. Could we pick this up later, ladies?
Certainly. Goodbye, Miss Goodbody.
Oh, you'll just love what I'm going to do with my hair.
Well, there goes an 18-carat bitch if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, the classy dame's act is a load of dingo's bollocks, if you ask me.
Yep. Something else is off, though. She definitely knows more than she's saying.
Agreed. And now I'm wondering a little about him, too.
Wondering if he's in on this, maybe.
Could be. There's more going on here than meets the eye. Or maybe not as much.
All right, what's our next move?
You were right before, Nat. I mean, we are detectives, after all.
And the smoking hot ones, am I right?
Yep. So it's time for some undercover work.
You mean...
Exactly. All right, lasses. I've got an idea.
Maul? What language is your friend speaking?
You're asking me? I thought that was Australian.
Another story I'm working on. This one's called The Italian Blowjob. Ahead of my time again. Ah, well. Anyway, walls have ears, especially in a brothel. So let's talk in the thoroughfare. Now, what we need to do is...
This is your brilliant plan, Ryder? Get tucked up in Miss Goodbody's bed and just wait for a murderer to show up? Have you thought this through?
Yes, indeed. What's the problem?
Well, for starters, you can't be sure that the gentleman is calling tonight. Suppose he got wind of us being here and decided to skip town a while.
Could be, but if we're gonna ambush him, this is the time and place to try.
And besides, what'll you say to Goodbody when she shows?
I don't know. If she really went to get a coif and a new frock, I have a $20 gold piece says she's gonna make him wait.
Easy to be with, but hard to get, huh? Not a bad rule.
Exactly. Besides, like you say, something's not right. Would these women really stick around here if they thought someone was picking them off one by one? Either way, we got this. Maul, you wait in that wardrobe. Have your Colt ready, but we want him alive, so don't shoot unless he draws down on you. First, try wrapping him up with your bullwhip.
Yeah, I love it when a plan comes together.
If that doesn't work, pistol whip him.
Again with the magic word.
And Nat? The alley between here and the last chance. Dim, shadowy. Keep a lookout there. You see her coming? Hoot like an owl. You see him, though, howl like a coyote, then sneak up after him, quiet-like.
Howl like a... I can't do that.
Come on, of course you can. Remember that soiree out in Frisco? With the sailors and... Was she a mesmerist? You said you ended up howling at the moon, like...
Yeah, damn, that was a great night. And the morning after, and...
Oh crap, she's gone. Hand me that glass, please, Ryder.
Hey, I don't think I needed that. But, thanks anyway. Right, let's get to work.
Not bad. I'd give that 8.9. Nah, she's just phoning it in now. What am I saying? The hell's phoning? Jeez, what kind of stallion does she have in there? Could it be that Westwood character? Hell of a thing if this plan went sideways because our suspect went sideways.
Mole, he's coming. Ready? You hear me knock twice on the wardrobe door. Okay, I'm turning down the lamp. When I call, jump out of there and we'll take him down.
Mole, now! Nat, get your ass in here. Fuck. Grab his arms. No.
We got him, Ryder. Turn up the lamp.
Who is this masked man?
Wait a minute. That's no man. That's... You! You.
Stay tuned, Western fans, for the thrilling climax to our story in which we learn the true identity of the man with no dick. And that, in fact, they can get all the dick they want. Yeehaw!